82 degrees in Kalamazoo. It is 590 WKZO and a shortened version of the Jeremy Lawrence Show. Glad that you are with us today on a very brief run through the news and the things that are going on. Of course, with me as always is Michael Loudon, the thorn in my side and general whatever of the program.
General annoyance.
General annoyance. I hadn't come up with that, so I'm glad you mentioned it. I'll be sure to make that part of your title.
There's a new one.
Henceforth.
My title gets longer by the day.
Well, one thing that hopefully we're going to do is give you the opportunity to head on over to the website, because there's some good stuff there. We did, even though I'm only on for just a little while today, we did a video of the day. And apparently you're going to like it.
Apparently so. Apparently it's right in the title.
Because apparently there's this kid that, I mean, he's 5 years old and says apparently like nine times.
Yes.
It is the most adorable video. If you haven't seen it yet on your Facebook feed, well, then you're not paying attention. And definitely if you haven't, check it out. We've got it on our Facebook feed right now, actually, at Facebook. You can get to the link at WKZO.com. This kid, I mean, he was interviewed by this local TV station and just, he basically took it over. And apparently I haven't been on live TV before, he said.
It was great.
Now, in addition to that, blog post of the day. I don't know. Am I the only one here that's worried about Russia?
I would say not. I'm worried about it, too.
Well, I mean, you got to wonder, because, you know, a couple of years ago, Barack Obama made fun of Mitt Romney over the whole thing. And look now. And we actually found there's an article from the Washington Times where Russian bombers have actually violated our airspace 16 times in the last 10 days. Yeah, this might be a time to be a little worried about those guys. Yeah, maybe they do want to crank up the Cold War again. I don't know, but I'm a little concerned about it. So I wrote up a little something on that. I'd like you to be able to check that out, and you can do so. We've got the link and everything that you need at WKZO.com in the blog section. And a little bit later on tonight, we'll have that on our Facebook feed. So like us if you have not already. Well, we've got a lot to talk about today. There is an interesting stat that has come out that I'm going to share with you as we continue ahead here in the program. It is a stat that one candidate for governor will really enjoy, and the other candidate for governor will really ignore. We'll tell you what that stat is as we continue ahead. It has to do with the economy. That's the only hint I'll give you at this point. You'll have to stick around, and I'll tell you all about it as we continue ahead. Of course, you can be a part of the program at 877-382-4280, locally 382-4280, or text us 80373. It's the Jeremy Lawrence Show. Keep it here. Jeremy Lawrence Show continues on 590 WKZO. Well, it is the one stat that in the midst of the race for governor, one side is going to point at and continue to talk about, and the other side is going to consistently ignore. Now, you've heard a lot of stats that have been bandied about, and you know that it's a hotly contested race, at least right now. There have been two different polls released, one that has given the governor a 5-point lead, another that has given him like 0.5 or something like that, saying that this thing is a dead heat. Either way you go, and I think largely if you go with the real clear politics breakdown of things, they're saying that the race in Michigan is somewhere around 3.8 to 4% difference right now. So this particular thing that is out there right now, something that comes from businessinsider.com, the 50 state economies, how they're doing, ranked from the slowest to the fastest in terms of growth. Now, here's the thing. You go through all the states, and it ranks them 1 to 50. Now, I'll ask you, because, you know, you're listening, you're probably sitting here and thinking, all right, where is the state of Michigan? Because that's the first thing. We live here. You wonder, all right. When I first saw this story, I just started scrolling down, going, all right, where's the state of Michigan? And I figured we were probably somewhere in the 30s. You probably sat there and went, oh, well, no, we're 32, 35. Some people were going, no, it's just 42. And then there are a few people that are, you know what? Yeah, Michigan's doing a little bit better, and it's 26. Would you believe that on this listing of fastest growing economies in the country, the state of Michigan ranks number 16? Number 16 on the list. I was shocked when I got to this story. I just started scrolling down and scrolling down and scrolling down, and I kept scrolling down. I'm sitting here going, what? You can't be doing that good. But we are, apparently.
It's impressive.
According to what they're saying that there is a 10.1% increase in per-dealer auto sales between 2012 and 2013 amongst the American auto industry. That's only going to bode well for the state of Michigan. Now, they've also pointed out that Michigan's unemployment rate has dropped from 8.9% in June of 2013 to 7.5% in June of 2014. So these are some good things. These are some encouragement. And you can picture, as Governor Snyder finally starts to basically run for office, I mean, he really hasn't come out and said a lot lately, as he finally starts to campaign for this thing, this is going to be one of those things he points to. Look, we're the 16th best economy in the country. That's something to be proud of. And you can imagine, you know, from the shower campaign, you'll get... I haven't seen it. Really? No. No idea. No.
That, or you'll hear, oh, we should be higher. We should be in the top 10.
Well, come on. We got to be in the top 10 here. You know, what are they doing? No, I mean, you're going to hear stats on both sides. And you will hear stats that both sides say. And oddly enough, because it's politics, both of them are probably partially right. You know, like that thing of, well, you know what? Education funding has been cut. And the other side will say, no. Education funding has gone up. And as I've said to a couple of different politicians in this room, you know, only in politics can both of these things be right. But it ends up being true that they're both right. Go figure.
It's weird like that.
Now, with the economy, there's still some things to work on. And what Business Insider talks about is that working age population had a small decline of 0.1%. One of only 13 states that saw population fall, the working age population. You want that to grow. You want that to grow because it means there are jobs happening here. Now, these stats don't necessarily reflect what's gone on in the state lately. We had the election a couple of days ago. Prop 1 passed. That's going to have an impact on business. I mean, they've been quoting 15,000 jobs that are going to be created. And you think about that, 15,000 jobs, that's like basically, all right, if you average this out, that's 15,000 families that's going to make a difference for. And, of course, some of those people will be living here in Michigan. Some of those people will not be. These will be new people to the state that decide to, you know what, I'm going to, if you're going to, you know, and... Pardon me for grabbing an old slogan from state tourism. Those will be people that are saying yes to Michigan. Or maybe saying ya to the UP, eh? Either way. I'm sorry. I've been to the UP once. I don't sound like it. But these are good things to hear. Michigan is at number 16 in terms of fastest moving economy. Now, in defense of the other side that will say it's not good enough. they're partially right. I would say they're partially right because the economy itself in America is not doing that well. It is lagging. So being number 16 when things aren't going so hot, yeah, that's not near as good as being number 16 when, wow, things are fantastic. Of course, it depends on who you're listening to. If you're listening to Obama and the Democrats, oh, it's never been better. Things are really zooming along. This economy's going great. And if you listen to Republicans, we're all going to die. The truth is somewhere in the middle, of course. Where that is in the middle, I don't know. But that's what it's all about. That's why we look into these things. But this is one of those things that if they're smart, they're going to look at these numbers and say, all right, if we're ranking at number 16 in the country in terms of growth in the economy, that's a good thing. That is a very good thing. You know, and just to sample states that are doing better, I mean, North Dakota, you heard an awful lot about them. They're at number 13.
They got the big oil boom going on out there.
Yeah, and if we're at 16, they're at 13, and they've got the big oil boom, something must be going right, you would think. You know, you go down the list and see some others. You've got Nevada, that makes sense. You got Las Vegas, you know. Washington's doing pretty well. I mean, they've got, I just saw some numbers from Washington recently that said their aerospace companies that are working there are doing very, very well these days. Florida's doing pretty well. Arizona's doing well. Texas. California's doing well, which is amazing. They've had a drought. They've had problems that way. But they're doing real well. Colorado on top at number one. So it's interesting to see how things are moving along pretty well. So I think, you know, maybe this is going to be something they can look at and say, you know what? Things are improving. Things are on the mend. I mean, you hear it already that, well, you know, recovery state and all this stuff. I don't know recovery yet. I don't know that anybody can lay claim to that because we're still in a tough economy. But all in all, it's got to be at least somewhat encouraging.
Definitely.
To see numbers like that.
Especially after the auto industry almost collapsed back in 2008 and where it looked like Michigan was going to be a dead state then.
Well, as we continue ahead, Scott Mitchell, you remember him, former quarterback for the Detroit Lions, could very well be the Biggest Loser. Yeah, you think you already knew that. We'll give you details here in a little bit. Jeremy Lawrence Show, 590 WKZO. You know, it is 82 degrees in Kalamazoo, and I heard from somebody that said it kind of feels like summer out there.
Yeah, I believe it does feel like summer today.
Finally, you know.
It's August. You know, it's arriving a little late.
You know, the funny thing about this is I was just out driving around the other day and noticed, I thought, are you kidding me? I have to be seeing things. I saw colors changing a little.
Already? Oh, wow.
So I hope I was just seeing things, really. Because you don't want to deal with that.
No, not yet.
Not now. Come on.
And could that be a sign of an early winter, too, if you really did see colors? I wonder.
Let's hope not. We dealt with enough,
yeah.
enough of that last winter. We dealt with enough winter last year for two winters. So, well, here's a guy that's dealing with an awful lot. Scott Mitchell. You remember him.
Certainly do.
Came into the NFL, was the backup for Dan Marino getting started. He actually played in the World League of American Football. If you remember that, he was with the Orlando Thunder. And if you don't know that team, that was the team with the really, really loud electric green jerseys. Yeah, those guys. Well, Scott Mitchell, he went on to play for the Lions for a little while. He was quarterback for the Lions from 1994 through 1998. Finished out his career with some time in Baltimore and a couple of years in Cincinnati. Well, his playing weight was like 200 and some odd pounds. I don't remember what the figure was. Well, now, 240 pounds. That's what it was, 240 pounds. Well, now he is set to be on a reality show, NBC's The Biggest Loser. Now, I know for many people, particularly many Lions fans, you're going, Scott Mitchell, The Biggest Loser. Yeah, I remember when he was playing for the team, and I'm still trying to forget it. Nevertheless, he is going on this show. 240 pounds was his playing weight, 6 foot six. I mean, this guy is probably about the size of Big Ben nowadays. Ben Roethlisberger, you know. So he's a pretty big guy there in terms of quarterback, but still relatively fit anyway. He's on The Biggest Loser. He weighed in his first, you know, when they do the first weigh-in, 366 pounds.
Wow.
Yikes.
What's he been doing since he retired?
Donuts. I figure have something to do with it. That's all I'm figuring. But he's 46 years old now. He says sleep apnea, high blood pressure. He says that weight's been an issue for him since age 35 because of a busy life and poor diet. So, yes, indeed, donuts have something to do with it. And pizza and.
Pop, chips, anything like that.
Yeah, all that stuff, really. But he's got five kids. He says that he saw his dad die of obesity-related causes. He says it's time for a change. Now, I have to admit, you know, for many Lions fans, it would be tough to pull for Scott Mitchell at this point because you remember just how disappointing he was when he got on the football field.
Yes, I certainly do remember that.
I can remember well watching him play and seeing him throw pick after pick after pick. He was playing my team one time, and he was throwing pick after pick. I mean, he was my favorite Lion at that point.
You wish that the Bengals could play the Lions every single week.
Of course, yeah. And then Cincinnati signed him, and it was all over. But, you know.
I remember one time Scott Mitchell was being chased by the defense, and he just threw the ball like down right at the defender's foot, got called for an intentional grounding. I was like, what are you doing?
Oh, you think?
There's no receiver in the area.
But I got to say, though, and Biggest Loser is great at this stuff. You know, they call themselves kind of the Super Bowl of weight loss, if you will. So I have to admit, I'm pulling for Scott Mitchell a little. Because 366 pounds, he's a big guy now.
That's enormous.
And you think, I mean, see a guy that big walk up to you. Yeah, I used to play in the NFL. Yeah, really? Tell me another one. Okay. But apparently, though, I mean, after he was over with his career, he moved back to Utah. I guess that was home. And he is a bill collector now. So, I mean, good luck to him. I think, given the background he had in being an athlete all those years, that's only going to help him. Because there's got to be that sense that, okay, it's clicking in now. I remember doing this kind of workout. You know, still, there would be an awful lot of Lions fans that would be sitting there going, all right, get him out of here. Come on. This is bad. Now, apparently, it's the Lions' year from The Biggest Loser. Now, I'm not talking about the NFL season. Lions fans, don't email me. That's not what I'm talking about, all right? Because not only will Scott Mitchell be on there, but Damian Woody, you remember that name?
Yeah.
He's an offensive lineman. He played in Detroit from 2004 to 2007. He's listed at 388 pounds. His playing weight, 330.
So he's a big boy already, and now he's a bigger boy.
He was pretty big. Now, I don't know what kind of height he carries and that kind of thing, but you got to figure he's probably going to trim down to below his playing weight. Because mostly they do that when they get on there. They turn into these skinny little things. You know.
Yeah, most offensive linemen lose the weight after their playing days. I mean, I saw Jeff Saturday. He doesn't look anything like he used to when he played.
Well, they carry the weight because, you know, it's important to carry it, I guess.
They have to.
Now, some of them do keep the weight because, well, donuts are just darn tasty, you know? And bacon tastes wonderful.
Oh, it certainly does.
Yeah, you know, I've heard an awful lot of people just now are going, yeah, preach it, yeah! Bacon! I'm all over that. So, I get why you might see some athletes on there. And they've had former athletes on there. This was and don't think I'm sitting here, I'm a reality TV fan. I'm not. I was forced into watching The Biggest Loser for several seasons by my wife, who loved it. I sat there the entire time going, I hate this.
I'm right with you. I hate reality television as well. It's mind-numbing.
You know, and particularly with Biggest Loser, I've not been a huge fan of it, just for the reason of when you watch this thing, you know, it's okay, you're helping them to lose weight. Great. But then you make a game out of it. And at the end of it, you know, even at the end of the first week, they're kicking people off that need help. If you're going to set it up that way, do something different. Keep everybody on there for a month and a half and then go, all right, now we're going to weigh in. Who's done the best?
And who's not pulling their weight?
Yeah.
No pun intended.
Well, you know, but ba-dum-bunch. Anyway, but that's it. You know, I always kind of felt like the show played with people's healths a little bit. You just, for entertainment value. Like, no, don't do that. And yeah, there's some success stories out there, but guess what? There are people that were on that show that are bigger than they were when they were on that show. And that's not, it's not a joke. It just, you know, you feel bad. So, I mean, I guess in this case, I'm pulling for Scott Mitchell. I'd like to see him, at the very least, trim down to his playing weight. 240 is still pretty big for somebody that's 6'6", but, you know, it depends. If you're built like Ben Roethlisberger, you know, then, okay, you get it. And you got to think for people like Ben Roethlisberger looking at this going, wait a minute, Scott Mitchell, 6'6", 240. What am I right now? Yeah, about that. Uh-oh. That might be a warning for you as you get out of the NFL. That's the direction you might head if you're not careful. But I got to say, I pull for him. I really want to see him do well. Because, you know, with NFL players, you have such a limited time that they play the game. And then for most of them, if they're smart, they're moving on to their regular career, whatever it may be. They don't all become broadcasters. They don't all become coaches or whatever else. Some of them become bill collectors. Or some of them sell meat door-to-door. I've heard of that one. And you know, some of them go to the Canadian Football League and still are desperate to play. Yes, I'm talking about Chad Johnson. But, you know, you pull for him. You want him to see them do okay.
Yes, definitely.
So I'm definitely pulling for him. It's interesting to see how they're building that one. And it's funny, I brought this up earlier, watching Biggest Loser, because this is not the first time they brought former athletes on. They brought on some former Olympic athletes. One guy was a wrestler they brought on there, and he was huge.
Oh, yeah, those wrestlers, they are pretty big.
Now, he was reasonably big when he was at the Olympics, but he was huge when he went on there. I mean, he just let himself go. And, you know, they brought him on there, at least made something of a difference before he actually removed himself from the show.
This didn't happen to be a Rulon Gardner, did it?
It may have been him. That sounds familiar. So, and I don't know what's happened to him since. I haven't kept up, so.
I don't know either. I just know that after the Athens Olympics, he retired and went out on top as well.
Yeah. I mean, he did very, very well. But then he ended up getting huge. So I mean, it's a cautionary tale, really, for any one of us. Except for Michael, who runs, you know, 42 races a week or whatever. but as I've said so many times, you know, and I don't know what happened when I hit 30, my metabolism went south, and uh-oh, if I eat all that, I gain weight. Then I hit 40. It did it again. Now it's like I'm eating like a little bird. I don't know what it is.
Eating but, those really small portions?
Yeah. You know, before they used to say, okay, when you get a piece of meat, you just the serving you need is like the size of a deck of cards. Yeah, that works now. I just got to say, that works. Before, I always went, what?
Are you kidding?
Come on.
And I'm only 4 years away from 30, so I'm going to have to watch out.
Mm-hmm. It happens. It happens. No, I mean, I used to eat twice what I do now, at least. The sad part about it is I've got a 12-year-old who eats as much or more than I do.
And you're just like, please don't eat that in front of me or I'm going to eat it for you.
No, it really, because I'm not hungry. That's the thing. I don't run around hungry at this point. But, you know, he runs around, eats that and goes, I could eat a little more, you know. We
gotta go. Well, if I had a kid and they were eating in front of me, like, no, just give me that. It's not yours. It's mine.
Oh, it'll happen one day, I'm sure. So, you know what? Full-blown program tomorrow, 3 to 5. We're going to be talking about lots of stuff. Some stuff, there's some blowout from the political stuff from a couple of days ago. You want to be with us because we're going to talk about it tomorrow. Till then, have a good one.
Kalamazoo's news, weather, and traffic station is 590 WKZO. Kalamazoo.